I can give men and the children opportunity to get up and talk about their mama for a few minutes if that's what the Lord laid on their heart. Now, take your Bible, look in the book of Ruth while everybody's sitting here, and take your Bible, look in the book of Ruth. And I was studying the book of Ruth, and we named our daughter Ruth after the book of Ruth. And Ruth was a great woman. She was a great woman in the Bible, even though she was a Moabite. And the Moabite woman was a heathen woman, a Gentile woman. She was a, they worshipped a god called Moloch. And Moloch was a god that they would take the children, and they would, and the Moloch was like a big Buddha sitting there and had his arms out, and had, they had fire in the belly, and the Moabites would go up and throw their children as a sacrifice in the fire and burn their children up. And Ruth was from the Moabites. And what happened was there was a famine. Look at chapter 1 of Ruth. And look at chapter 1. It says, it came to pass in the days that when the judges ruled, this is time you had Joshua and then the judges. And this time is around 1300 B.C. And Ruth, she ends up being down in Moab. And the Bible says, now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab. And he and his wife and his two sons, the name of the man was Abimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi, and the name of his sons, Mahlon and Chilion. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Abimelech's, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and with her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. They were commanded not to marry outside the Jewish nation. And these two boys end up marrying Moabite women. And the Bible says the two boys died. And to give you a brief look at after 10 years, look at verse 4. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one Orpah, and the other was Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died, both of them. And the women was left of her two sons, and her husband. And then there arose with her daughter-in-law that she might return unto the country from the country of Moab. And for she had heard in the country of Moab how the Lord had visited his people in living, giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of her place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return on the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go return each to your mother's house, and the Lord dealt kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead with me. And the Lord grant you that ye should find rest, each of you, in the house of her father. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. This woman, Naomi, her husband goes down. He hears about in Moab, there's not, everything got good bread, make money down there. You know how the Jewish people, they would say, oh, I'd go down there. And he left his land, he left the land of his inheritance. He left that and took his wife and her two sons, and they suffered for it. They suffered bad, where she lost her husband. And I saw years ago, somebody made a movie about the two boys, said they were both killed by Moabites. I don't know if that be true or not. The Bible doesn't say. They were killed, and or they died of some plague. And the Moabites knew that they were Jews, and they mistreated them. And here Ruth goes down. She goes down full, and she comes back empty. And boy, I'll tell you what, that mama went through a heartache. And I've seen some women in this church go through some heartaches and go through some things. My mother went through some things, burying a son, and then my dad dying, all that stuff. And a mama really goes through a lot. And I appreciate, the Bible says, God says he likens himself to a mother. And you think about Eve in the Bible. Eve, she's called the mother of all living. Eve got to witness for herself her son becoming a murderer, killing the other boy. And then the other boy, God put a judgment on him and put a mark on him. And then she went through all that, got kicked out of the Garden of Eden, a perfect environment. She gets kicked out. But Naomi goes through this. Look what Naomi says. And look what she says. And verse 12. And, you know, women, ladies, I just want to say this. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you put up with. Thank you for all the hardships. A mama's work is never done. You know, men will go to bed, and a woman's still in there cleaning up. And women always taking care of the children. They wake up every 2 hours to feed the baby. I mean, ladies, you've got a task that, man, thank God for you. The longer I live, the older I get, the more I realize how blessed I was to have a good wife and have a good mother to my children, and to be able to teach my daughters how to be good mothers and raise them. And a mother spends more time with that child, and that mother, she molds that child's character by the more time she spends with that child. And that mama has a great responsibility. And it says, and Naomi tells her daughter-in-law, she said, verse 12, "Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, or if I have a husband also tonight, should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown?" These two daughter-in-law said, "We're going to go with you." And she said, "I'm not going to have any more children. I'm not going to have any more sons. Even if I did have one, would you be waiting for that child to grow up?" Because in the Bible, if a son died, the daughter-in-law had to marry the next boy in line. And that's why when they came to Jesus, they said there was a man that married a wife, and he died, and his brother married him. And then the brother, he died, his brother married him. Seven of them had her. Whose wife shall she be in the heaven? And Jesus said, "You do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God." He said, neither given in marriage, or they neither marry nor are given in marriage. Ladies, aren't you glad that when you get to heaven, you don't have to wait on your husband when you get to heaven or take care of your kids? Man, you get to heaven, you're going to be free, man. I mean, you ain't got to worry about that no more. You don't have to wait on him when you get to heaven. You'll be able to enjoy it yourself. My mother used to say this. She said, "Man, I just want to be by myself. I just want to be left alone." And sometimes ladies go through that. But thank God for a good mama. Thank God for a mama that cares for her children. She says, look at verse 14. This is a great story. If you've never read it, it's a great story to read. And say, "Lifted up their voices, and they wept again," verse 14. "And Orpha kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth clave unto her." Now I want you to see this. And look at verse 15. "And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is going back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law." She says, and Ruth really didn't want to take them back into Judea because she didn't know what they were going to face being Moabites going into Judea with the Jews. She said, "Why don't y'all just go back? Go back to your gods." And she says, and look what Ruth said. This right here, what Ruth said, what she said here got her a ticket. Got her a ticket into the line of the lineage of Jesus Christ. She's a Gentile dog. She's just like the church. We're Gentile dogs. What Ruth said was got her a ticket into the line. David came out of her loins. Out of her seed or her lineage. David, the king. Jesus Christ from Ruth. Look what the Bible says. "And they lifted up their voice and wept again." In verse 16, and Ruth said, you need to underline this in your Bible, girls. The great thing she said. Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. And thy God," capital G, "shall be my God. Where thou liest, will I die. Where thou diest, I will die. And there will I be buried. And the Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." And when she saw that she was steadfast minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. That was a couple days' journey. And it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them. And they said, "Is this Naomi?" She had an inheritance, but she lost it. She had all her property. They left. It was taken away. All the stuff. She was going back. She said, look what she says. She said unto them, "Call me not Naomi. Call me Mara. For the Almighty have dealt very bitterly with me." Mara means bitterness. Ladies, you can either be a Mara or you can be a Ruth. Mara means bitterness. It means, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. Or you can be bitter. Naomi went back empty. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of the barley harvest. Now Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Abimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. She didn't know she was going to find grace. She said, let me go out to the field. She didn't know Boaz was their kinsman redeemer. You know what? Just like when we got saved, Jesus Christ was our kinsman redeemer. We're a Gentile bride marrying a Jewish wealthy man. And the Bible says, and they said unto her, go, my daughter. She went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her nap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Abimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. The reason why they said that, because the reapers, they already took in the harvest. But God commanded in Leviticus, he said, when you take up your harvest, leave the corners for the reapers. That's for poor people. So they could go out and they could glean from the field and live. Here, Naomi and Ruth came back, no money. They had nothing. They went out. If she didn't go out and glean in the field, they would die from starvation. She goes out. Ruth was a great daughter-in-law. Naomi didn't realize when she said, y'all go back. You go back to your gods, and Ruth says, entreat me not to leave thee, nor decline from following after thee. And she says, I'm going to go where you go. Your God's going to be my God. And she goes on, and she doesn't realize, and you read into the story, you read that Ruth ends up marrying Boaz, and he buys back everything they had lost. And Naomi was able to have, when they had children, Ruth had children, Naomi was able to be a grandmother and hold those babies on her lap and enjoy the goodness of God. And she, the Bible says, verse 5, and said Boaz on his servants, and said over the reapers, whose damsel is this? He said, who's that woman? Who's that woman? And the Bible says, the servants that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabite damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. She said, I pray thee, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and had continued even from the morning until now that she tarried a little in the house. And then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast for by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have not I charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace? Woo! In thine eyes. Phew! That thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger. And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband. And now thou hast left thy father and thy mother in the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not hitherto. And the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given unto thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for thou hast comforted me, for thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaiden, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. And Boaz said unto her, at mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parcel corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. And when she had risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her gleaning even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls on purpose. He said, you guys just drop some stuff just on purpose. so she can get it. And look what the Bible says. And it says, and let some let fall some of the handfuls on purpose for her, and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until evening, and beat out that she had gleaned. And it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. And she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she had was suffice. And her mother-in-law said unto her, where hast thou gleaned today? And where dwellest thou? Blessed be he that hath taken knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, the man's name with whom I have wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her, daughter-in-law, blessed be he of the Lord, for who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, the man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabite said, he that said unto me, thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his handmaiden, that they may meet thee not in another field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of the barley harvest and the wheat in the harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. And Naomi, her mother-in-law, chapter 3, said unto her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? So you read the rest of the story, you read that Ruth ends up going out, and Boaz ends up becoming her husband and buying back, and they end up having children. And the last chapter, look what it says. In the last chapter, just to finish up, it says in verse 14, and the woman said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, and his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age for thy daughter-in-law, which loved thee, which were better to thee than seven sons have borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. And the woman, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. And he is the father of Jesse, the father of David the king. Isn't that something? Here's a story about a woman who went through all these hardships and buried her children and buried her son. Buried her sons and buried her husband, and had nothing left, and goes back to the land, goes back to God, and she comes back to the land of her nativity and brings a daughter-in-law, and she converts over to Judaism and believes there's a God in heaven above all the other gods, and she receives him, ends up marrying a kinsman redeemer, and ends up in the line of Jesus Christ. Amen. This woman that went through all this, when she trusted her mother-in-law and followed her and said, entreat me not to leave thee, nor incline from following after thee. That was the greatest thing she ever did. The greatest thing, mama, that you've ever done as a child of God is receiving Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Boy, now you've got a kinsman redeemer, and he lets you glean where others have not. God allows you to get in on a big thing. Man, God's been good to us. Even though, there's mamas that go through all kinds of hardships, and you've been through hardships here. Ladies have been through, I know I can name all the hardships that women have been through. I've been here 30 years. I know about all of what people have been through. But I'm going to tell you something. You keep trusting God. Naomi came back to God, and God gave her the blessing. God gave her all the many, many blessings, and her daughter-in-law became the biggest blessing. Even though she tried to get rid of her, God blessed her, and God allowed her to enjoy all the things that God restored that she had lost. I'm going to tell you something. God's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. My God, ladies, don't be bitter. Don't say, my name's Myra. Don't say it. No matter what you've been through, trust the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Keep the right attitude. Say, entreat me not to leave thee. I'm going to follow God. I'm going to go back.
Amen.
I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back to the place of blessing. She should have never left the place of blessing. But she could go back to it. And God can restore those things. Ladies, if you've been gone, you've gone away, come back. Mamas, you've been through hardships, you've been through heartaches, trust him. He's able to restore all the things that the devil, and the Bible says in Isaiah that locusts have eaten. Some of you ladies been through a lot, been through a lot of hardships, a lot of heartaches. I watched my wife as we went through hardships, pastoring a church as we first came here. And we, man, our son gets run over by a car, our house burns down, all these things. She never once told me, let's quit serving God. She never once said, let's turn our back on God. Never once. Thank God for a good woman. I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 31, Proverbs chapter 31. And I'm going to let some of the men be able to say something about their wife. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doeth trust in her. I can trust my wife. Thank God, I trust her. Say, well, things happen in our life. Yeah, but the trust is rebuilt. It says, so that she shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She arises also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field and buyeth it. I don't know if I could trust my wife to do something like that. But it said, with the fruit of her hands, she planteth the vineyard. That's fine. She can go out and do gardening. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the staff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates while he sitteth among them. Oh, man. Pages are tight here. Elders of the land, she maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praised her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou exceedest them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Amen. I want to ask any men that would like to come up and say anything about their wife, or any children like to get up and say anything about their mama.